From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, one of our How I Made It segments with the all-female mariachi band Flor de Toloache and their new album, Indestructible. Flor de Toloache is a Latin Grammy-winning all-female mariachi band. The New York City-based group was founded in 2008 when singer Mireya Ramos found herself subject to a lot of scrutiny as a woman in the male-dominated mariachi circles. So she decided to do something about it. Their new album, Indestructible, is a testament to the indestructibility of women. Nominated for 2 Latin Grammys, the album is a powerhouse of harmonies and collaborations, from R&B sensation Miguel to the icon John Legend. And it features surprising covers of artists like Juan Luis Guerra, No Doubt, and the Bee Gees. Whether they're singing traditional Mexican rancheras or some of their latest fusions, the group creates harmonies that will give you the chills. Today, we hear from core members of the group as they tell us, in their own words, how they came to be, how they've pushed through criticisms, and how the sisterhood they formed has made them indestructibles.
My name is Shea Fiol, and I play vihuela and sing.
I'm Julie Acosta. I play trumpet and I sing backgrounds.
My name is Mireya Ramos, and I play violin and I sing. My dad, he was a mariachi singer. He used to perform in Puerto Rico, and he used to take me with him. So that was my first experience with mariachi, and I just fell in love with it. Throughout my whole experience of performing mariachi in New York, I was one of the only female mariachi performers. I did encounter some cultural clashes and also some machismo, and I had to deal with that on my own. And because of that, I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should start an all female mariachi. The first person I thought of was Shea Fiol. I called her up and I was like, hey, do you want to form this project on all female mariachi? And she said yes.
I had met Mireya early on and I really hadn't been exposed to mariachi very much, so I had to make myself a playlist. I started falling in love with mariachi.
I started playing mariachi when I joined Flor de Toloache. I had heard mariachi growing up. Then, of course, once I started playing the trumpet, it caught my attention even more. A lot of us in New York of a Dominican background, we weren't raised around the music because it's very much a cultural thing. In our band, that's pretty much the situation, except for Mireya, who grew up around it with her dad.
Mariachi is Mexican, but it's also world music, so people connect to it.
Mariachi is also a very important part and totally linked to the culture in that it's used in celebrations, in birthdays, in quinceañeras, in weddings. You can't really have a party without a mariachi.
Well, it's also community. It's passed on by a community member or a family member. That's how the tradition is passed on originally. We named our band Flor de Toloache. It's a very sacred and ancient flower. The flower itself has magical properties, and people use it in Mexico for love potions. So we thought it was perfect for us.
We're unique in what we do, not because we're an all-female mariachi necessarily, but we also do fusion. We push the boundaries of mariachi and do mariachi with our own touch. And so it really opens the doors for us to do a lot of cool cultural stuff.
The closing doors, please.
We started playing the subway because we wanted to get our name out there. And sometimes cops would come and tell us to move away because we would draw a lot of attention.
The subway was also a really awesome way for us to learn the massive repertoire that we had to learn. And that was a great way for us to try it out. We had an audience. We got tips. You know, we just would invite all the girls that were willing to try out.
It was amazing. We played there for a few years and we gained a lot of exposure. We even got our first break, Puerto Toloache, on the Daily News. And then from that came New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and all the main media coverage.
Because we were an all-women group, we were under a microscope. I think people were hypercritical of us. And a lot of times we'd show up at gigs and guys would kind of treating us a certain way because they didn't think we knew what we were doing, or we'd get to a studio session and little did people know we had already been performing and recording for 15 years. Everywhere we walked in, it was like we were there for the first time. I just know, for obviously in years of experience, that that's not the way that men are treated as musicians. They're treated like professionals, and that's been hard now because some people know us and they invite us to these performances in studios. They know that we're professionals, but even still it happens. You know, we walk into a place and I can tell already that they think we're not good enough, we shouldn't be there, we're not in our place. You know, there's a place for us. It's not on stage.
This album was special because we got to work really together as a band.
We just put everything out there, all the ways we had wanted to express ourselves musically, but just now it felt right.
This is a true, true sound of Flor de Toloache now.
One day I was listening to Quisiera. Of the three of us sitting here, I'm the only non-Dominican. But I was introduced to his music, just like mariachi, later on. And I loved the lyrics. I was like, well, simplify it and do it in a reggae style. Quisiera ser el canto que te anima. I did a garage band recording of it like 8 years ago, and it's been sitting around. I think because it was definitely kind of most out there in terms of fusion that maybe we had approached yet and we weren't quite ready for that, I don't think. We started talking a little bit about adding a male vocalist and some names came up and John Legend was one of them.
But we were like, oh, would he do it? Yeah. Will he sing in Spanish? We were like, let's just ask. The worst thing that can happen, and he says no.
And
down to do it in Spanish, although we had some English lyrics. He recorded both versions, and actually we have an English version coming out soon. We all were jumping up and down and crying and had chills all over our bodies. It came out so beautiful.
Remembering, it was a long process recording the album because we had babies in tow. Tour life and family life is definitely a juggling act. Being a parent is hard. It's just a, you know, a different twist on it. The first thing I thought of was just how cool it was to have our babies there. It's probably more likely in an all-women band that we would be this welcome and exciting to be bringing your kid on the road with you.
Amongst each other, we formed such a strong sisterhood. To see how we all help each other, you know, through it and through touring with our babies has been quite special.
I never envisioned what that would look like. You just don't do it until you have to. Don't try and envision it, just do it. Having pushed along this path, as so many women do, it's not easy. There's always met with resistance from the outside world, from within yourself, from your confidence. It takes a lot of inner dialogue to get you through.
We all need to hear these positive things and remind ourselves how powerful we are.
Women are indestructible.
That was the women of Flor de Toloache, the all-female mariachi group. Their new album, Indestructible, is out now. We recently had the musicians visit for our Live from Latino USA series. The series features Latino artists in an acoustic format playing live from our offices. Find it on our Facebook page. And here we're going to leave you with a live performance of Flor de Toloache with Hay Tiempos, written by Sinue Padilla, off of their new album.
Las cosas más bonitas que después, cuando pide el corazón,
This episode was produced by Jeannie Montalvo and edited by Fernanda Camarena. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Sofia Paliza Carr, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, Janice Yamoka, and Alisa Escarce, with help from Maya Cueva. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Additional engineering this week by Leah Shaw. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholtz. Our digital team includes Julio Ricardo Varela and Amanda Alcantara. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Fernanda Uriegas. Our interns are Adriana Tapia and Juan Diego Ramirez. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on all of our social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the New York Women's Foundation, funding women leaders that build solutions in their communities and celebrating 30 years of radical generosity. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation creates a brighter future for the nation's children by strengthening families, building greater economic opportunity, and transforming communities.
And no doubt, the Bee Gees. I don't understand what she's trying to say. Oh. All right. Fine. Never tell anybody that that ever happened. That is our secret, except I give you permission to use it as a fun.
Believe it or not, the 2010s are almost behind us. So before the decade disappears, NPR Music is hitting the pause button to look back at its defining trends, themes, and moments. From Beyoncé to Bandcamp. I'm Robin Hilton. Join us as we look back at the decade in music with new episodes twice a week. Listen on All Songs Considered from NPR.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA. Before there was Donald Trump, there was Proposition 187.
We became voters. People like my mother stood there and filled out her application for citizenship.
The story of how California Republicans went to war against undocumented immigrants in 1994 and the lasting consequences. Next time on Latino USA.